And the month and the day you have verified, that is November 5th, 1105. Sir, as I can see right here, that the given email is not registered with your federal loans. So apart from this email, do you have any alternate email which you might use when you were taking loans? It's josepsw@gmail.com, right? I'm sorry? WILLIAMS, right? Mm-hmm. Sir, what about before the COVID pandemic? Were you making any payments on your monthly installment, or you were behind from them? Sir, and at that time of period, how much did you have to manage on a monthly basis? Do you remember? And I believe even after the COVID pandemic, you were not making any payments because of the national forbearance, right? So as I can see right here, that your federal student account is showing inactive here. Do you remember what was the last time you have access to your federal account? That is the reason I believe, sir, you haven't got any notification about these benefits for you. I can surely help you out with that. I can provide you the login info of your student account itself. So once you will get enrolled in this forgiveness program, you can also be able to fetch out the status of your loans by your end as well. So first of all, as I told you before, that the given email and the mobile number is not registered with your federal loans. So I would like to ask you one thing, sir. Apart from the mobile number 5416042336, do you have any alternate email which you might use when you were taking loans while filing for them? That is the only number you have? And who are your loan lenders? Do you have any idea about your loan servicers? Which college? Okay, so it seems like, sir, you have the private loans, not the federal loans. You don't have the loan services like Mohila, Navient, Advantage. You took the private loans, right? I'm sorry? Advantage are your loan lenders, right? So first of all, I have to retrieve your federal account so I can fetch out the updated status of your loans. In order to do that, I will have to require some verifier to some of your details, so I can just go ahead and fetch out all the essential information about these benefits for you. I'll go with the answer, the challenging question. How do you spell your last name? And what is your complete date of birth? In order to retrieve your federal student account, there is only one option left, that is answer the challenging question. In this procedure, I will have to verify your last name and put your social security here and your complete date of birth here in order to retrieve your federal student account. And what is your social security? The complete, I'll be requiring your complete social security. Mm-hmm. Can you repeat again?